Shay Caldwell is in. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Thank you for joining us here today. We wanted to get an update. You guys have so much going on, and you're adding to that here with the old Alco building, which, take me back. When did Alco close?
2014.
I was going to say, I knew I was here.
Yeah.
I moved in 2012, but I knew it wasn't too long. So,
right.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been vacant quite a while. So, yeah, it's been a hot minute since it's seen some activity.
Yeah. And I know you guys, and take me back to when did Pizza Ranch come into the play? When was that idea?
Well, I'm going to take you way back about 12 years ago.
Okay.
So, our family and friends, we would ride our bikes across Iowa. We take a week and do that. And that's when we
Is that like the
Ragbri?
Yeah, Ragbri. Mm-hmm. I lived in Iowa for years, so I remember.
Okay, so you know what that's all about. Yeah. And the biggest thing we'd look forward to is finding pizza ranches in all these little towns across Iowa. It was the best place to go because it had something for everyone.
Yeah.
So it didn't matter what your tastes were. I mean, we had kids with us and they loved the pizza. The adults loved the salad bar. So it worked out, and it was quick and easy and fast and could fill us up. And so we'd always loved Pizza Ranch and the idea of who they are, their mission, their values. And so three and a half years ago, Jeff was like, you know, we really need a Pizza Ranch here in North Platte. He's like, where could we put it? So we were thinking about all the different properties we had, and it really wouldn't fit anywhere. And he's like, you know, it'd be perfect in the Alco building. Let's just see if maybe we could buy it. So we started talking, and it's like, well, we could at least ask. So made an offer to Noddles, and next thing you know, it's finally in local ownership. So we now have that strip mall, and so we continued talks with Pizza Ranch. Things got delayed with COVID. Things got delayed with contractors. Contractors were so busy, and it was, you know, we were trying really hard to stay local, but they were so busy. And right. So it took us about 3 years before we could get started. And now here we finally are. You know how when you're so excited about something,
mm-hmm.
but it takes so long, and now that it's finally happening, it's like, can we really get excited about it?
Right. That's how I'll feel about 11:05 when I find out who's coming to Nebraska in days, and
right?
I'm like, oh, this is great, but now I got to wait till June.
right, exactly. Like, you're so excited to make this big announcement, and now it's like, oh, construction should hopefully be completed in February.
Very good.
And yeah, they're already moving along. There's a lot of electrical that's already been moved. It's so crazy how fast they're moving on it. You'll start to see some changes exteriorly soon, and then hoping to get people hired and trained and open March or April.
Very good.
Yeah.
How many pizza ranches are in Nebraska? Do you know the answer to that?
Well, they just opened one in Kearney two weeks ago.
They did.
And there's one in Grand Island. There's one in Lincoln.
I think
there might be two in Lincoln.
Maybe one in. I think the only one I've been to is in like Columbus or something.
Yeah. Oh, yep. Yep. And there's some on the west side of Nebraska too. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So
not really sure. Ours will be different. Ours is going to be very large. They're typically around anywhere from that 5,000 to 8,000 square feet. Ours is going to be over 10,000 square feet.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have an over 2,000 square foot game room for the kids. It's called a fun zone. The really cool thing about that, though, is we'll have closed circuit televisions, so parents can sit and enjoy their meal and company with friends and still keep an eye on their kids through those televisions without having to actually be physically in the game room with them. So that's a bit unique. And then we're also going to have 5 meeting rooms. So if you want to have a birthday party there or a meeting, I don't know how many times you've been to a lunch meeting and there's a group of people and they come in and yell and interrupt, you know, who ordered this? Who ordered that? You know, it just kind of interrupts the flow of the meeting. So if you're able to just go, get your food, sit down and have your meeting,
that'll
be nice. So it'll host all those gatherings and fun events like that.
Very good. And it fills a building that's needed to be filled for a long time, and it's a great location.
Yes. And so that building is actually 36,000 square feet. So since we're only taking 10,000 square feet, we still have another about 25,000. So as much as we'd love to put a grocery store or something like that in there, you know, our hands are tied. Unless someone wants to come in, not much we can do about it. So y'all keep pestering these grocery stores and let them know you really want one on the north side, and maybe it'll happen.
Okay, very good. Talk with Shay here as Pizza Ranch is coming, so you'll start to see some. I drive by it every morning, so I'm going to be excited to see the changes as we drive by there.
And it amazes me how many people don't really know what Pizza Ranch is.
Right.
And so for those people that don't know, it's not just pizza. You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, there's already 5 or 6 pizza places in town. Yes, and guess what? We'll still frequent those too, because they all have their different flavors and their uniqueness to them. And we'll still frequent those places and support those places. But this also is chicken and mashed potatoes and vegetables and salad bar and dessert bar.
Salad bar.
Yeah.
Those are like, unfortunately, I don't know why they've gone away. Right. Most places don't have them anymore.
Right. And so that's so exciting. So just to be able to go and have it right there, you know, your kids are hungry and they can grab the pizza. They don't have to sit and wait for it to be made. Another unique thing to Pizza Ranch is called Buffet Your Way. So if you come in and you don't see a pizza that you like on the buffet table, you can order it up and they'll bring it right to your table, serve you up some pieces and put the rest back on the buffet. So you're not just, you know, showing up and just stuck with whatever's there. They try really hard to meet the needs of all their guests. And so I thought that was pretty cool, too.
That is cool. All right. Well, that's not too far. We can wait 5 months to completion there. That'll be here before we know it.
It's going to happen so fast. It's kind of like construction, you know? It happens, and you're like, oh, my gosh, this is going to be this way forever. And before you know it, it's done.
Absolutely. All right. Well, Shay, anything else you want to mention today? We wanted to just get the word out about the – obviously, it got announced last week, and so we wanted to get our updates on how it's all going to go down. Anything else you want to mention?
We'll start a social media page very soon, and that's where you can go to find if you're interested in working. That's where we'll post those updates as far as when we're hiring and training and all of that fun stuff. So.
Okay, very good. All right, any predictions for Nebraska on days?
No.
Okay.
I don't really have any predictions because everybody, you know. No, I've heard all the chatter, and I still, I just want to wait and be surprised.
I'm
I don't want to guess.
Everybody always asks me, well, who's it going to be? Because I do a morning show on a country station, so you'd think I'd be fairly in tune with. And I'm always like, I have no clue who. It could be anybody, because, you know, we can pretty much get almost anybody.
Right.
I mean, and then I don't know.
Right.
I guess we'll find out.
Right. I just like to be excited.
I do, too. Yeah.
I think if you guess, and then it's not who you guess,
then
you're
going to
be disappointed.
Exactly.
Right. So let's all just wait till 11.
Just wait.
Get
a little
excited.
Patience. Yeah.
Right? 11, right?
Yeah, two hours.
Right? We can do that.
We've been waiting for a couple months now. We can wait a little longer.
Exactly. It's always hurry up and wait. Everything in life, right?
That's right. All right. Well, hurry up and get that construction done, will you?
All right. I'm working on it.
Well, thank you for coming in. We appreciate you. And good luck with construction season. Here is Pizza Ranch downtown at the Old Alco Building. Coming in, and maybe we'll talk about a grand opening in maybe late February, early March.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks for coming in, Shay.
Thank you.
Good to talk to you.